Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, this is Ed Tobias with some news and views from the MS Wire. I was pretty sick around Christmas time. First my nose started running, then came a chesty cough, not yet as serious as the one that had my wife wheezing, but I was worried that I'd catch up with her pretty soon. I don't usually develop severe upper respiratory problems, but as you probably know, for someone with MS, even a little cold can pack a big punch, and mine soon did. I'd just been bragging about my improved nighttime bladder control, and then suddenly I found myself waking up two or three times a night for bathroom trips again. It didn't help things that our dog had recently taken to rising at the crack of dawn to eat, and it certainly didn't help that the weather on Maryland's Atlantic coast had turned biting cold. It was either sunny with a wind chill in the teens, or warmer with clouds, rain, and winds blowing 15 to 25 miles an hour off the ocean. I'd get chilled either way, and I overcompensated by cranking up the heat in our apartment and wearing a turtleneck inside. Well, then I'd overheat. The sledgehammer hit the Friday before Christmas. My cough was getting worse. I was tired and dehydrated. My legs were weaker than usual, and I even had some cog fog. Finally, I listened to my body, and I put myself into bed. And that helped me feel well enough to make the 3-hour drive to see our grandkids for Christmas, something I didn't want to miss. But after returning home with only a few days to get ready to travel to Florida for 3 months, I went downhill again. My hacking cough was still with me, giving me short coughing fits. But this time, when I began to cough, I'd have to think about the activity and gather the lung strength to accomplish it. This was the situation I was in as I walked into our condo after tiring myself out, helping to load the car for the trip to Florida the following day. I started coughing, but this time I couldn't complete the cough. It felt as if I was trapped between inhaling and exhaling. I had a lung full of air, but I couldn't get it out. I could barely speak, and I felt as if I was gagging. My wife Laura told me to lie down, and I slid to the floor right in the doorway. In that position, I could move a small amount of air through my nose, but nothing through my mouth. Laura asked me twice if she should call 911, but I shook my head no. I figured I didn't need them as long as I could move air. Over the next 5 minutes, my nasal breathing slowly improved, followed 5 minutes later by oral breaths and then speech. I was scared, and I probably should have called the medics. It was close. Laura says I now know what it feels like to have a severe asthma attack. Was this MS related? Interestingly, the day this happened to me, Professor Gavin Giovannoni was writing in the BART's MS blog about something similar. He reported on a Norwegian study that showed that people with MS are much more susceptible to complications from the flu than the average person. He pointed out that, among other things, people with advanced MS may have weakened respiratory muscles and, on average, they have reduced resilience to infections. While I don't consider myself to have advanced MS, his post made me wonder about my respiratory muscles. My neurologist doesn't think that my troubled breathing was MS-related, and now that I'm feeling better, I'm guessing that she's probably right. Well, I'm in Florida, and I've never been so glad to be here. Even after 3 hard days in the car on the road, the moment I got out of the car, my entire body started to feel better. My hips, which had ached for months, are hardly bothering me. My cog fog is gone. My energy is back, and I'm walking more than I have in months. I even slept a full 7 hours the other night, no trip to the loo. I know it sounds crazy, but my wife says her medical ills also feel better. Even the dog has more pep to his step. So, how do I document the 3 months in Southwest Florida every winter as a tax-deductible medical treatment?
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morale, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for Multiple Sclerosis News Today.